For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, their head coach, Jim Scanlon. And coach, well, things finally get real here tonight. First regular season games. Looking back on last Friday, how beneficial was it for your team to get that exhibition game out of the way?
Being in this position last week is just going to give everybody a little sense of ease and familiarity in terms of what to expect, particularly for the freshmen. I mean, that's the biggest thing. All of the returning players certainly have gone through it all. But, you know, regardless of last week, this is still is opening night, and there's just a lot of excitement. And I got a text earlier today from Abby Haluska just saying, you know what, just we're ready to do some great things. Just can't wait to get going. So when you can't help but get fired up when you get messages like that from your players.
You've got 27 players on your roster, and after seeing what they could do last week, how difficult is it for you and your coaching staff to determine who gets to start tonight?
Well, they're making it difficult, and that's a credit to all the players. And like I told them, that's the greatest compliment I can give you as a player is to put you in a game. You know, one is to give you a spot on the team. Two is to put a jersey on you, but the third is to actually put you out there in a game. And I told them, don't ever take it for granted, because there's players that are not in the lineup. They don't have that sweater on that would love to be in there. So, they're all working hard. It's obviously this is the first time that we've had to do it. But again, we're as coaches, we're going to put out a lineup we feel is going to give us the best chance every single night.
Looking back on your offense from last week, what did you like from your offensive pairings, and how much did you tweak lines going into this evening?
I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought initially the first period we didn't have a lot of zone time, but you know, credit University of Regina, that they had something to do with that. But I thought as the game went on, the game progressed, we started spending more time in the offensive zone and started doing some things in terms of creating chances. I really liked the way Claire DeGeorge's line clicked with Haley and Lydia. Scored two beautiful goals. You know, Haley scored on their very first shift on a great rush, and then Lydia scored the last goal of the game on a great feed from Claire. I liked the way Kiki Radke played. She just, you know, again, just plays with so much energy and scored a huge goal, scoring right after they had tied the game in the second period. I like the way Reese Hunt has looked pretty much since day one. So we've actually moved some people around. I put Abby Haluska on the left and Paige Beebe on the right with Reese in the middle. And I think that could be a pretty dynamic line. And Jack Cassa I put with Kiki. They've been great together in the past. And Lindsay Featherstone is on the right side with that line. And they've had some juice in the past, Lindsay and Kiki. And so, again, those three lines are all lines that are pretty much dominated by veterans other than Reese. And then Grayson Myers is going to center Claudia on the left and Maya Nugent on the right, another freshman. So, again, a line that has got a lot of speed, and I really liked how Grayson has come back and played with a lot of grit this year.
You've got nine defenders. How did you pick your six that started? And obviously you've got that extra skater.
Yeah, you know what? Obviously the five returners have all looked like look pretty comfortable. They've looked like they know what's going on in the league. And obviously, you know, Mac and Tina and Bree are three that have played a lot in their career. Heather's really come on the last couple of years, just playing a lot of confidence as a senior. We saw a lot of care last year, so those five certainly were five that we knew were going to have a pretty good chance to play. But Abby Ecker is another defenseman that has been with us, hasn't quite seen the same amount of ice time as those other five. But the freshmen that came in, Kate Bolin and Abby De La Rosa, they've looked really good. They've got great feet, this game speed is a factor, and you got to be able to handle that speed coming at you. And both of them have looked really good. So Kate's in tonight, paired with Kara. Abby's the extra defenseman, and a pretty good chance you'll see Abby De La Rosa tomorrow night.
Non-conference games, people might overlook them. As a team, you don't, because they're crucial as you get closer to postseason. But just how important is game one here against Lindenwood?
Well, you want to get off to a good start. I mean, I think it's no secret. Last year was a tough one. We've talked about that probably enough. It's in the past, but you know, the group knows that they want to get off to a good start. Obviously, the opponent this year is a little different in terms of where they were ranked compared to last year's opening opponent, but that doesn't matter. You know, I said so many times, it's all about us, and we want to come out and establish our game and really play the way we're capable of playing. Are we going to be perfect? No. Are we as good as we're going to be? Absolutely not. We're going to keep getting better. But you know, you want to come out and make a good statement that first night. Give the community something to get excited about. Again, there are no guarantees, Kelly. We all know that. The opponent's goaltender always has a say in the game. But if we can come out and play our game, play fast, and not just offensively. I'm talking about playing fast all the time, playing fast defensively, really, really being tenacious in our zone. I've talked to the team about we want that identity where we're blocking shots and we're making life miserable on our end and just making it no fun to be in our end. If we can get that identity early on, it's really going to help us as the season goes on. So. Let's go out, play hard, have fun, and we do that, good things can happen.
You mentioned how excited your players are to get out on the ice and play a game. As coaches, do you get up as excited as they do?
You know what? You still do. You know, you still have those butterflies. Way back in the day, I used to tell Buzz Olson back when I was in East Grand Forks, the old boiler's churning and it doesn't change. You know, you're all competitive. You know, it's just an exciting time. Like I said, to get that text from Abby this morning was really cool because here's a senior, and you know how excited she is, and certainly the freshmen that are in the lineup tonight are just as excited to get that first game under their belt. And there's nothing like that first game, and playing here at home just adds to it. It's this is always the toughest time of the day, Kelly, waiting between now and puck drop, but. We know it's going to get here.
Coach, after watching film on Lindenwood, what did you see out of their team and what kind of things did your team work on to prepare for them?
You know what? They competed really, really hard against a very good University of Wisconsin team. And that's just talking to their coach a little bit this morning. You know, obviously she kind of came in late. There was like a two-month gap where they had no coach, so things just kind of sat. And she's doing the best she can in a tough situation. But I could just hear the girls were singing in the locker room. Obviously, they're having fun. They're loose. They're going to come out and they're going to work hard. I mean, last week it was the University of Wisconsin, the defending national champions. You know, this week it's Bemidji State. They're on the road. They had that bonding. I just know it's going to be a team that's going to come out and play really, really hard. And we have to be ready for that. It's one of my keys is we have to outwork them. And if we can do that, then I feel our overall skill level then can be a factor in the game. But if we let them outwork us, it could be a long night.
Coach, good luck tonight. Have fun.
Thanks, Kelly.